Welcome, 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 welcome to Story Talking with Laksh. My name is Laksh, and this is episode 3 of 2020, episode 110 so far. I'm going to talk about something I'm working on, a story. It's a unique story. It's a new format that I haven't done before. And by the way, if you're new to the show, I talk about writing. I talk about the writing process. I talk about the parts that you don't really get to know a lot about, which is the decision-making that goes into writing something and the decision-making that goes into not writing something. There's so many layers to developing a story, no matter the format. And we as audience members don't get to, we only get, in a way, think of a movie. Think of a movie that you watch on a big screen. What you see is the 2 hours that the director and editor put together for you. But they spent 6 months shooting it. The writer spent maybe 2 years writing it. And they spent, after the writing and the shooting, another 6 months to a year editing it. So much happens in all three of those stages in a decision-making way. And with movies, we know that because we can watch documentaries, we can watch behind the scenes, we can watch director, we can listen to directors talk about it, we can listen to directors' commentaries. But with the kind of stuff that I like to write, even though one day I hope it's movies, right now I write audio plays and I'm working on a novel, so that's what I like talking about, giving you a little behind the scenes of how these things are crafted. And just selfishly, it's something that I use this show as a way to document my own creativity. And because sometimes as a creative person, you have a fear that you're going to run out of ideas. You think that you've had your last great idea and you don't know if you're ever going to be able to have a good one again. So for me, in a way, this is a way for me to document everything that I've come up with in my life. And someday when I'm out, I'll listen to myself. I just made this very sad. I realize that now. So let's focus back on the creative stuff. So if you've heard this show before, and I don't mean the last 109 episodes, I mean just the last episode. It was called I Think I'm Going to Write a Book, because I had just come back from the Jaipur Literature Festival. And because of everything that happened there, I met so many incredible people. I just had this voice in my head saying, I think I'm going to write a book. And it seems like a good time. I've done a lot of different stuff by now. I've always been scared of novel writing, fiction, a fictional novel. I've written a nonfiction book, technically. It was not made for print. It was made for Launchora, actually. It was a story about Launchora and how I started it, which is the company that I use as my brand to make these shows. Actually, I do want to mention something new that we just launched, but I'll get back to that in a second. So I did write a nonfiction book, but with fiction especially, one thing that I always was a little bit intimidated, scared, is the amount of work that goes into telling one big story. I mean, I've spent the stories that I've written so far, I think the longest one fictionally is about an hour and 15 minutes long. Hour or so, 15, 20 minutes long. And I think that's The Wandering Lover is probably the longest, or maybe The Night After the Wedding, one of those. But there's still, my stories are always taking place over a period of, a short period of time, either a night or a day, or sometimes even just 30 minutes, which is what my audio plays are like right now. The first one was One More Night with Mira, which was exactly 33 minutes. And speaking of One More Night with Mira, for those of you who have heard that show, It is the name of my first audio play. It's in English. It's called One More Night with Mira. It's available as part of the Play Me Life podcast, available everywhere. JioSaavn, Ghana, in India, and worldwide. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Pocket Casts, a bunch of podcast apps. So we did really well, I believe, for a show that was not promoted, for a show that was only promoted to people who listen to our shows, the Launch Aura podcast that we create, and for the people who were at the Jaipur Literature Festival. I was able to sneak some trailers into the screens there. Only those people have heard the show, but I've just had some great response. Many people have actually listened to the whole thing, which is amazing. So one thing that I realized, and I've always wanted to do with Play Me Life, was to do multilingual audio plays. And after how well One More Night with Mira did with Play Me Life as an English show, I had some conversations with people who I partner with at JioSaavn in Ghana, and they both shared that Hindi is very, very crucial as a language for content on their platforms. And if I'm so into experimenting, which is really the reason why I made Play Me Life, no one told me to make it. I just wanted to do it as an experiment so I can know what people want to listen to and if they like what I like writing about. So we just announced it. We're making a new show. It's called Natak Shala, which for non-Hindi speakers, I will translate, it literally means house of drama. But it also means theater. It also means playhouse. Playhouse is more of, I guess, an American term for a place of where you can watch plays. But Natak Shala is going to be an audio show. And my tagline for it is Naye Zamane Ke Naye Natak, which is basically translates to new plays for a new generation. And they're going to be pretty much just like Play Me Life, but completely in Hindi. And the first play of that is a Hindi version of One More Night with Mira, which I completely rewrote from scratch. There were points where I didn't even have the English script in front of me. I just wrote it in Hindi, which was very challenging, but hopefully people will like it. Where today is Monday, February 24th, as I'm recording this. On February 29th, which is Leap Day, we are recording Ek Aakhri Raat Meera Ke Saath, which is the Hindi version of One More Night with Mira. I'm very excited. There's a lot of work to do. So that's me just telling you about it. If you are hearing this, go find Natak Shala. If you speak Hindi, if you understand Hindi, I hope you'll give this show a listen as well. Even if you've heard One More Night with Mira in English, I hope you'll try the Hindi one, because it's the same cast of actors, but I'm really hoping it feels like a new story. And if you haven't heard One More Night with Mira, and you can understand Hindi, then I absolutely hope you do listen to it. So yes, the new show is called Natak Shala. Do check that out. Coming back to what this episode is about, which is the whole fiction novel thing that I was telling you about. So, like I said, my fear has always been working on a story for a really long time, and a story that spans over time, where it's not just me spending a long time writing it, it's the story taking place over time. Because I think in a novel, you can grab people's attention really quickly, but how do you keep it? How do you keep people from just choosing Netflix or a podcast? I mean, I'm now about to create content that will compete with my own content. And I think about that stuff all the time. So when I was thinking of writing a novel, I knew it had to be the kind of stuff that I like writing about, the kind of stuff that I think I would have a unique perspective on. So basically, the story is called Six Scenes from a Marriage. And I've already mentioned some of this in the last one, but what I want to talk about in this episode is how I am starting the structure for the story. So I know what the story is about. I know that it's literally six scenes, so it's only going to be six chapters. I know they're going to be, at least this is me saying before I've really started writing them, I know they're, each chapter is going to be about 25 to 30 pages. So I don't know if I'm going to be under or over that, but I'm guessing an average of 30 pages per chapter is what I'm thinking, which means it's going to be about 30 minutes a chapter, because I am writing a dialogue heavy novel, because that's what I like to write. I think that's because it's just how I think. It is going to be in English, and I just want to tell you about this new trick that I've kind of not stolen, because it's I don't think it's not patented, but it's just something I've acquired as an idea from a wonderful and hugely successful writer, Ashwin Sanghi, who, if you're Indian, you've probably heard of him. He's a bestseller. His books have sold millions of copies. He was at the Jaipur Literature Festival, and I sat down with him to interview him for the Jaipur Bites podcast. And you can hear this conversation. You can hear most of our conversation on the Jaipur Bites podcast, the Ashwin Sanghi episode. But he basically told me this thing he does when he maps out a novel, because he pretty much takes out a novel every 2 years. And that requires a lot of discipline and a lot of planning and a lot of structure. So me being always interested in how writers think and how they work, I asked him, how does he plan out a novel? And he told me this thing he does, which it really surprised me, because I'd never heard someone talk about it. But he uses Microsoft Excel. He uses Excel sheets to write down chapter by chapter, what is each chapter about, what is happening in this chapter, what is the hook at the end of this chapter to get the readers to the next chapter, and a bunch of other things that he makes each column for. So when I was working out how to structure my writing for Six Scenes from a Marriage, the first thing I wanted to figure out was what is going to be my version of some sort of a structure that will help me keep in mind all the things that these characters and these scenes will be interconnected by. Because the one thing about these six scenes that they're across time. So every scene will take place over a limited amount of time. You'd probably just the 30 minutes that you were going to see the scene for. Or I might be taking a few hours, but you won't be seeing time jumps within a scene. But each scene will have a gap of a few years. So I figured, you know what, maybe I'll try what Ashwin was talking about, and I'll map out an Excel file. I use Google Sheets, because I have a Mac and I don't have Microsoft Excel. So I opened up Google Sheets and I just started making columns. I made a first column where I wrote just thing, like what am I tracking? And in each column, I made the heading of scene 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I have seven columns. The first is the item that I'm going to be tracking over the six scenes. And in each row, I'm going to be tracking something over the course of these six scenes. So for example, my story is about a marriage. So the first thing I put down as a row is how many years they've been married in according to each scene. So this is going to be my time tracker, really. My current idea is, like, for example, if scene 5, they've been married 10 years, then I'm going to write 10 in scene 5 for years married in that column. If scene 2 takes place 2 years into their marriage, then I'm going to write 2. And this is really just the main reference point of me keeping track of who they are as people in each scene. Because think of it more like a continuity thing, I guess. I'm pretty much creating a marriage using Google Sheets, because what I don't want to do is either repeat myself in between scenes or not really have the characters grow or change across scenes. Because, I mean, think of the person you are today, right? 5 years ago, you were a completely different person. You most probably have changed a lot in those 5 years. I'm 30 right now, and 10 years ago, I was like, it's like a snake shedding its skin. I was wearing completely different skin in a way. But I think that as we age, maybe when I turn 40, which is 10 years from now, I'll be way closer to 30-year-old me than 20-year-old me. So if you had to think of it about personality, maybe in scene 6 and scene 4, my characters are more close. But between scene 6 and scene 1, there's a huge difference in their personality. So for me to keep track, I need to know what all events am I discussing in the story. And so I have these other rows where, first of all, I'm going to track their ages so that I don't mess something up. I'm also tracking their careers over these 6 scenes, because as of right now, I think the 6 scenes will take place over 20 years. So they're going to start at a certain point in their marriage in terms of their careers, and they're going to grow their careers. They're going to be ups and downs, which I will reveal through the scenes. And this is a way for me to keep track of that. I also have this thing called, it's called, I'm just reading what I wrote. It says sex life on a scale of 1 to 10. And so an example of this, an answer for this would be that in scene 1, when they've just been married, I think that's what scene 1 is. I haven't written it actually. I'm going to give that a sex life scale of maybe, 8 or 9. Because when you're newly married, you probably have a good sex life. That's my assumption, just as an example. Maybe scene 2, that scale drops down to, a 6 or a 7, depending on how many years takes place between scene 1 and scene 2. By the time we hit scene 5, I don't know. Maybe their sex life is down to 3. And my real goal with having this idea here is to use this information, literally, which is just numbers, to inform my characters in that scene. And if I'm building a plot over time, keeping track of these things is going to help me figure out who these people are at any given point of time. For example, I have another column here, another row item here called fears. As we grow as people, we overcome fears, but we also develop new fears. And I think that these two people over time will not only have their own fears about themselves, but also most probably fears about their relationship and even fears about the other person. So I want to put these things, I want to mark them down so that when I'm writing a scene, I'm basically giving myself, the word that's coming to mind right now is ammunition, but not in a bad way. I mean, think of any argument that you've ever had with someone you cared about. You say things you wouldn't if you weren't having the argument. And I want to make sure that I tell you a good story, of course, but it also should sound real. And I don't want to ignore any aspects of a marriage over the 20 years because I myself have not gone through one. Because, I mean, in the end, I'm inventing a story, I'm inventing people, and they're not at all real. They're completely made up. So, of course, their life and their marriage is fully made up. So putting in as much real into the fakeness is hopefully what will keep you from thinking that this doesn't make sense. I'll just tell you another aspect of jumping off of that. I have this thing called respect scale. what one person feels for their spouse. And I'm going to keep track of this. Is I hope this is not taken the wrong way, but I think that especially this couple, because these scenes are very particularly chosen in their life, I want there to be a difference between scene 3 and scene 5, for example, for how much one person respects the other. Because I think whatever happened between scenes is going to affect many of these line items that I'm coming up with. So in a way, the real goal of this tracker, that's what I call this sheet, by the way, it's called 6 Scenes from a Marriage, colon tracker. Not colon tracker, but, you know, well, dash tracker. What I'm really hoping is that this sheet not only, like I said, gives me the material that I will use when I'm writing each scene, but it's also helping me fill in the gaps of between scenes. That this is what probably happened between scene four and five, is that maybe one person had to give up their job, or one of the partners had to move to another city or spend 6 months away because of a project. So that'll be like a career thing. And when it comes to respect, I don't know, maybe something happened during between scenes 2 and 3 that made one person lose a certain amount of respect for the other for how they behaved or because of something that happened. So again, the ideas here are very broad, but my goal has been to use Google Sheets to keep track of a marriage, and in a way, even in that process, create a marriage. So yeah, that's where I am with the story right now. It's been amazing to be writing all these different things. I'm just finished. I'm done with, by the way, the second script for Play Me Life. People have been asking me about when the next episode is coming out of Play Me Life. I'm making it because of Natakshala, which is something I'm really, really, really passionate about. I'm going to release Natakshala's first episode before I release the second episode of Play Me Life, because I really want the English and Hindi, the separation of it is important to me, and also how they perform is going to inform how many I'm able to make of each. And at the same time, I'm giving myself the task of writing this novel, which I'm very, very, very excited about. I've never done it before, so I'm really enjoying it so far. Hopefully, the next episode I'll have something new to discuss, and I would have written more, because right now I'm just setting up the. It really feels like I'm shopping for ingredients right now. I don't know what I'm making. That's why I'm just sitting in the grocery store having fun. So there it is. I'll be back with an episode sometime. It's been a long gap between the last one and this one. I'm really trying to make the right content at the right time right now. So yeah, I may not make another story talking for a couple more weeks, because I just have so much more stuff to make for you. And I hope you listen to all the stuff that we're making. I'm really, really, really excited for 2020 with all the amazing shows that we put together. And I hope you'll keep listening. This is Story Talking with Laksh. My name is Laksh Datta, and I'll see you in the next one.